What you're about to hear is a recording of an interview with Steve Friscoop that aired on KCLV-FM in Clovis, New Mexico on Monday, October 7th, 2024. In this interview, Steve discusses a call for a day of prayer, fasting, and humiliation on October 23rd, the final day of the holiday of Sukkot. So without further delay, let's listen to this message.
It is time for us to head in the community this morning. And today we're going to find out about the Mule Shoe Fellowship. Joining us, we have our friend Leo, regular staffer here. Leo, how you doing?
Doing excellent, sir. How about you?
Well, very good. Thank you for joining us today. And a special guest, Steve Friscoop, steps in. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, of course. Now, we'll kind of set the table a little bit. Steve is the pastor at Mule Shoe Fellowship. Let's talk about that, about the times of your service and where you're located there.
Okay. Well, our address is pretty easy. It's 710 East American Boulevard right there in Mule Shoe. Our main service is Wednesday night, 7:30 Central Time. We also have a Bible study at 6:30 Central Time on Tuesday morning. Used to call it a men's Bible study, but it's getting a little more mixed all the time, and a big online presence for both of those services. I'm probably the most proud of our Tuesday morning Bible study. We cover a lot of stuff in depth in a short period of time. A lot of people travel a long ways to be there, and then probably another 1,500 or so join us online every Tuesday morning. So then Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, there's another guy, Alan Smyre. He leads a Bible study at 9 o'clock on Sunday. So that's our main points of attack right there.
Sure. Now, Leo, I know that you're more involved on that, the electronic side of taking the service and getting it out there.
That's correct. We have a webpage. It's muleshoefellowship.org. We have a presence on YouTube, which is just called Mule Shoe Fellowship. All right. And then, of course, we have the Facebook page, Mule Shoe Fellowship. You can download the sermons in an audio form, and you can watch the videos on the webpage. They're up for 60 days. And if you go to YouTube, they're up there indefinitely. I never take them down.
There's no question. That's got to be one of the greatest blessings of the internet, is to take the word and put it out there in everyone's hand. That's awesome.
Yes.
It has changed. It's changed how I think many people are able to access and, more important, understand the Bible.
Yep.
And that's great. That's good news for everyone.
We, one of our things that came out of COVID was a deal called Coffee with the Colonel.
Right.
That I do 5 days a week. And that probably has the biggest following of anything that we do, and it engages people. It brings them to the group. And so, yeah, covering a lot of ground.
That's right.
Trying to.
Well, now, Steve, if you will, this came to our attention, and I'd like you to, this is kind of the focus of our conversation today. I have in front of me, I don't know if I would call it a statement, an expression, because I guess it's kind of both.
Yeah, it's just more of a proclamation. We have been very involved for a long, long time now in the political landscape of our nation. We believe it's biblical. We believe that God has called us to definitely participate, and especially as God's people. We not only do we as God's people have a little bit of an advantage, but we also have a huge responsibility. So in all that being said, I've always been a guy that inquires of the Lord for strategies in how do we go forward? How do we maintain freedom? How do we continue to be this United States of America, one nation under God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? How do we maintain this in a society that since 1950 and 60 has really tried to separate Christianity from the politics, separate Christianity from the town square, from the education system, all these different things. So how do we do this going forward? Because every day that we're alive, it seems like we're losing ground.
The word I use is erosion.
There you go.
That's what's happening erosion, under our feet.
Yes.
Is we're seeing it, we're feeling it, having an erosion over
exactly.
time. But now This is really the heart and soul. Steve, if you will, read this for us, and I know where it came from. I
yes.
can see it and I can feel it in the conversation, but But let our listeners as well share this.
Yeah, this was definitely from the Lord. I set all my material out and was going to take about 2 hours to write a proclamation. I knew I had to write. And the minute my pen hit the paper, we were done in less than 4 minutes. And so, yeah, it's pretty amazing. But anyhow, it simply says, we the people in humble expectation are setting aside a day, October 23rd, 2024, as a day for humiliation, fasting, and prayer for our nation, the United States of America. We believe we are one nation under God. We know he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our faith in him is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. As did so many before us, such as George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, we too are trusting in the promises of God Almighty on behalf of our nation for the preservation of freedom, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and God's holy word. The 23rd of October, being the last day of Sukkot, or the Feast of Booths, directly ties us to the promise made to Abraham, a promise of family, generations, and a piece of land. That promise was duly executed at the Passover. Our covenant with that promise was purchased at the fulfilled Passover, the sacrifice of the Passover lamb, Jesus Christ. As co-heirs to the promise, accepting the responsibility as engrafted branches, we now call for the reinstatement of the Passover throughout the Christian community in this United States. We commit ourselves not only to prayer and fasting, but also repentance for our religious practices that have separated us from the assistance of Almighty God. We expect by faith for his purposes, by providence, to prevail in these tumultuous times. Revival in our capital and across our land is of the highest priority. It is now time for self-examination, prayer, and fasting. We proclaim October 23rd, 2024, to be that day, signed, We the People.
Very, very well done.
Yes, indeed. It's powerful.
Wednesday the 23rd, and the fact that you're tying it back to historical even adds additional weight and reason. But the truth is, you hit it so simply in the fact that prayer and fasting, but the religious practices that have separated us from the assistance of the Lord. We've seen that in our life, seen mm-hmm. it in a lot of different ways, and that's sad. Every time we see it, I tend to look away. That's just my answer. It doesn't solve anything. But sometimes we're in a society where things are so messed up, we don't have time or the thought to get behind what you've done here. And I appreciate it.
Well, yeah, thank you very much. And I'm going to tell you, it's a hard sell. There's people will hear me talking now on this radio program, and they'll turn a deaf ear or discount what's going on here. But just in a nutshell, if we ever come to understand the historical purposes of this nation, and we come to understand the responsibility of a Gentile nation that was set up by God as the number one ally to Israel to evangelize the Jewish people, and then to find a pathway for that. Like I said earlier, I'm always asking God for a pathway. Show me a way to do this. And that's, he's the one that told me to do this. And if you were going to reveal Jesus to a bunch of Jewish non-believers, what better way than for Jesus to be revealed in the true fulfilled Passover? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 5 that he is our Passover lamb. He is our Passover. If a people needed deliverance today, no, we've needed it more than any generation before us.
Right.
What's Passover all about? It's about the deliverance of God's people. It's about coming out and being separate. It's about a promise. That promise made to Abraham, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. It came out in Genesis 12 is where it began. It was ratified and confirmed in Genesis 15 and 17. With a sign of the covenant, circumcision of man, and that promise said that we would have a family, generations, and a piece of land. 430 years later, Joshua crosses over the Jordan, places his foot, and there it is. And now we have the nation of Israel. As engrafted branches, we're part of the same promise. He tells us in Galatians 3 that it is no longer the descendants of Abraham that are considered Israel, but it is children of the promise. Romans 9 says, by one seed with a capital S, that has to be Jesus, that we are now children of the promise. We were bought into that family line, into that line of promise here in the earth, family, generation, and land, by Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection, the Passover. The Passover. And in 325 A.D., Constantine did a lot of things to reroute our religion. Chime in anytime you want to.
No, sir, you're doing quite well.
Well,
we just want to emphasize the fact that, like we said earlier, that religious practices that have actually separated us from God, and there's a plan and purpose for all of us. God has a plan for humankind, his church, and the nation of Israel, and this nation, and we just want people to understand the necessity and the what else can I say? The severity of the situation, the urgency that right now.
You know, the biggest flack I've caught over this proclamation is word humiliation. But I can't remember exactly how many times George Washington called for the same thing amongst his troops every time that they had hell on the other side of the fence. And they called, because humiliation is to actually step into your own personal shame of what I've been doing. Abraham Lincoln, the 97th proclamation, they call for these days of humiliation, prayer, and fasting, times to look at ourselves. If Constantine put in place a paganistic holiday and the church accepted it, and the main intent behind that was to separate the church first from the Jews and all Judaism, it became separation from God. What is the number one, you tell me, the number one holiday for Christianity that they build churches? If you're going to build a church, the number one question on the questionnaire is, how many people do you have at
Easter?
There you go. And enough. And so we've negated Passover on the 14th day of Abib, in the exact time, according to the moon and according to the lunar calendar, all these things. Look, I'm a cow sale auctioneer. This stuff's not hard to get. What's hard is changing. If you're not willing for the humiliation, if you're not willing to ever admit we were wrong, if you're not willing to ever accept a thought process that puts you on a different path, then nothing ever changes. And in an upcoming political climate that's it's so out of whack, and the talking points are just some days just ridiculous, all you have to do is ask yourself, who stands with Israel and who doesn't?
And who stands for our nation?
There you go.
And here we are on a day after the 1 year lacking of celebration, because it's a dark celebration of what occurred for Israel and what's continuing to occur between Iran and Israel, even involving Russia in the last 24 hours in Syria, involving one of their bases. The escalation possibilities are great. And I think everyone shares a concern in that. We should.
We should.
Yeah. And, you know, it's one of those where when you're in the, as an example, you're in a movie theater and there's someone shouting fire, it can obviously be because they're doing the wrong thing and they're trying to scare everyone, or it can be to save everyone's life. It's the same word. It's just how it's used and why. So I appreciate your wording in this, Steve. Now, is there a place, Leo or Steve, where this information, your proclamation, is available for someone to read?
It's up online everywhere. I don't know that we have it on the website.
We don't have it on the webpage, but it is on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Mule Shoe Fellowship at Facebook.
Now, again, because I want to hit the most important part of this. You're urging this proclamation for October 23rd.
That's the last day of the Feast of Booths, Sukkot. The reason that I know the Lord laid that on my heart, because the Feast of Booths commemorates the 40-year journey of the Israelites in the desert, temporary shelters, They still commemorate it today, building temporary dwellings for a week. We'll begin on the 16th, that Wednesday before. We'll take communion together, people online, people with us. We'll take a whole week to prepare ourselves for a day of fasting, humiliation, and prayer. And that night at dusk, we'll take communion again, and that will be the end of the fast. And but that week, that ties us to the promise. And it also lets us know that not only did the Israelites spend a temporary time, but even at the days of Abraham, in Hebrews 11, the first act of faith that Abraham did was to take his family to a land that wasn't theirs, wouldn't be theirs for 400 years, but to go dwell in temporary dwellings, tents, in that promised land. And when Jesus came, he put on a temporary tent that looked just like ours and did it perfectly so that we could find our perfection through him. And then we too have a temporary existence. That temporary time on this earth that you and I enjoy is the only period in existence that I get to exercise my faith. Is while I'm temporarily here, I can choose to live by faith or live by sight, but this is my only opportunity to expose and exercise my faith in Jesus Christ, and it's temporary. And that comes with amazing responsibility because it's temporary. I have to be about my Father's business now. And so Sukkot represents all of that.
I've had a chance to get to know Steve for a number of years and to hear his services going back quite a number of years when I think at one time it was the Cowboy Church.
It was.
Previous. And you've always been very inspirational, not just to me, but to everyone. And I appreciate you coming in today and offering some inspiration for everyone.
Thank you.
There's not a person that can't benefit from some more higher inspiration. Let's face it. And again, we're talking specific to the date of the 23rd. Now, if you'd like to listen in, you'd like to watch the service, better yet, attend Muleshoe Fellowship service and the time of your service, Steve.
7:30 Central Time on Wednesday night. That's our main gig.
Okay.
And you can tune in on Muleshoe.
You can tune in on the Facebook page, or you can tune in at MuleshoeFellowship.org. And I would suggest that you go ahead and ask to join the Muleshoe Fellowship Facebook page because it is a private, you know, private group. There's no qualifications. Just send in the request to join, and then you're a member of Muleshoe Fellowship. Nothing to watch it on the webpage, MuleshoeFellowship.org. Just click on the link that says live stream. There's two places to do that on the homepage. Just click on live stream, and it'll come up to the video. And we start pretty much right on time.
It depends on what I'm doing. When he gets ready to start, I'll start when I get ready.
That's right.
The camera's rolling on time. Whether Steve's on time, that's a whole nother issue.
I may be visiting with somebody and be busy. But
And I also want to tune in on the 16th, too, when we begin.
Yes.
You know, so there's two important dates we feel like. The beginning of Sukkot, the 16th, and then the end on the 23rd.
Perfect.
Yep.
Well, Leo, as a regular here, thanks for coming in, helping out today.
Thank you, sir, for having us.
Absolutely. And Steve Friskup, so nice to come in. I know we see you once in a while here in town. You cover a big area. In fact, all over this part of the country, don't you?
It seems like it.
He swings a big rope.
Yeah, that's right. In this case, officially from Muleshoe, in this case, and the Muleshoe Fellowship. Steve, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
Well, I hope this message inspired you to join us on October 23rd for a day of prayer, fasting, and humiliation. For Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.